This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Democrat majority-led U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote later today on impeaching President Donald Trump for the deadly Capitol attack. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a member of the Republican Party's House leadership team, said in explaining her support for impeachment, "There has never been a greater betrayal by a U.S. president." A small but growing number of other Republicans also said they would vote to impeach Trump after his supporters stormed the Capitol last Wednesday to try to upend his reelection defeat, leaving five people dead. In his first public appearance since the violent mob attack on the U.S. Capitol, President Trump on Tuesday warned lawmakers off impeachment, suggesting efforts to push him out of office would create division, causing tremendous danger and anger in the country. Meantime, the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Trump with a cabinet vote, citing that the president is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Democrats proceeded, even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution asked. The vice president, in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said it would not be in the best interest of the nation at this time to, rather he said, excuse me, it would not be in the best interest of the nation. It was not the time, now the time to unite the country as we prepare to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA.